All right, good afternoon, everybody. How are you?
Good.
All right, come on, a little bit more. How's everybody?
Great.
Great. So, sorry for the technical difficulties, and I'm going to stand over here since I'm vertically challenged. You won't be able to see me behind all these huge monitors. My name is Demetrius Kalkotis. I'm the Senior Vice President at NASDAQ OMX. I've been with NASDAQ now for 14 years, and we're going to talk to you today about one of our software tools, Director's Desk, and the integration into SharePoint. But first, before we get into that, how many people have heard of NASDAQ before? Raise your hands. Okay. How many people have heard of Director's Desk? All right. That's why we're here. Thank you. So prior to the other thing that you're going to notice today is I want you all to take copious notes on how many Bon Jovi references that my team will make today in the presentations. With us today, we're going to split up the presentations. Adam Ross, who's my Vice President of Product Development, will get up and talk about the actual tool. And then Brett Beresford-Woods, who's a Managing Director for us under Adam, will talk to you about how we built the SharePoint integration into Director's Desk. And then we'll take Q&A from there. So prior to my 14 years of existence at NASDAQ, I did do 8 years with AT&T. But prior to that, being a Greek man, I grew up in the family business and owning a restaurant. So I told my parents, it's now or never, it's my life.
one.
That's one. And I wanted to pursue a career outside of the family business. So what is NASDAQ Corporate Solutions? I want to give you a sense of what we do. All right, it's not working here. Click.
You might be living on a prayer right now.
I am living on a prayer right now.
Two.
What do we do? There we go. That's who we are. NASDAQ Corporate Solutions. So believe it or not, all of you probably raise your hand knowing NASDAQ as a stock exchange, and we are a stock exchange and a cash equities business. But what you probably don't know is really NASDAQ is really a technology company. Half of our revenues and half of our employees are working on technology-related services. And the business unit that I run is a technology software business unit where we sell services to private, not-for-profit, and primarily the 42,000 publicly traded companies around the planet. All these public companies primarily is our main focus, where we have services that relate to the investor relations officer, the CFO, the corporate secretary, the corporate communications persons, the CMO, as well as the chief risk officer with our governance and compliance tools that we have. So we have a plethora of about 20 different products where we touch about 9 different divisions within a corporate structure, and we have services that we sell to them. We help investor relations people and CFOs really analyze who's trading their stock on a real-time basis. We help them with their CRM tools and their database context of being able to reach out to the investor community, keep notes on them, plan for their non-deal roadshows, also evaluate targeting tools both quantitatively and qualitatively. Many tools on the communication side with press distribution. We also build a lot of web properties, investor relations sites, corporate governance sites, sustainability sites, newsrooms, and press rooms. So people are very surprised when we come out to talk to them about the services that we offer to not just NASDAQ publicly traded companies, but to any company around the globe. The one we're going to talk to you about today is really on the in the CEO and the corporate secretary segment, and it's really the our secure board portal. It's called Director's Desk. And what is Director's Desk? Director's Desk is an all-in-one secure platform that fuels better communications, governance, and risk management. It really allows the corporate secretary and the management team and the board to be much more prepared prior to the board meeting, during the board meeting, and post-board meeting activities. It was first, it was one of the first board portals. It started in 2003. NASDAQ acquired a director's desk in 2007. And we have well over 850 corporate boards and over 22,000 users that are using the board portal. Full feature functionality both on the web and in mobile devices. So to give you a little bit of footprint of our customer base on the board portal. Private companies, NASDAQ listed, NYSE listed, Fortune 100 and international. It's definitely a global solution, and we're seeing a global growth in secure board portal rooms. It is one of our fastest growing, if not the fastest growing product within corporate solutions. So why did we get into this? What was the impetus around getting into corporate solutions, and why did NASDAQ venture into this? Well, we really felt like we had a golden channel in talking to investor relations professionals and CFOs and CEOs and boards of publicly listed companies, and they paid to list on our market. We had that channel to leverage. What else could we provide them in the strategic aspects of being a publicly traded company that would help them be a better publicly traded company, or a better company in general? And we came across the board meeting and the board tools. And it really was a very visionary product. It took a while to kind of ramp up and grow. The relationship between Director's Desk and Microsoft started in 2006, but the relationship between Microsoft and NASDAQ started in 1986 when they went public on our market. So we have a great deal of history between NASDAQ, Director's Desk, and Microsoft. And yes, Microsoft is using the board portal, Director's Desk. The goal of our relationship with the board portals really is to enhance the experience with the Microsoft platform. It's built off of .NET, and the technologies and the Windows 8 application, I'm happy to say, for Director's Desk went live in the store, the Windows 8 store last night. Right, guys?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Milestone. And the SharePoint will come up later in the year, if not first part of 13. So the whole thing around the board portal is really around extremely secure, seamless, and convenient tool that, again, allows enhanced productivity, communications from the board members to each other, from the board to management, and really makes the life a lot easier for the corporate secretary and the risk officers of putting the boards together, modifying any changes, and keeping things in a very secure, stored environment. We all have experienced a fat-fingered email here and there, so if you're sending out, even though it may be zipped up and secure, you're sending out in regular email a board book, I mean, this really eliminates these things, and we really are completely aware of the sensitivity of what people are having in their board books and what they're conducting in board meetings, and we really want to provide a very secure, transparent environment for enhanced communications. And that's what we do with the Director's Desk tool. And the Windows 8 app, you know, is really an extension of that. We, like I said, it went live in the store last night, and we're excited about leveraging the Windows 8 platform and having a partnership with Microsoft into the corporate structure and leveraging the tool. So Director's Desk really utilizes Microsoft from start to finish. And what I want to turn it over now, I want to turn it over to Adam Ross to give you the overall customer and the benefits of the actual tool and go more in depth into the module of the tool. Adam?
Sure. Thanks. Appreciate it, Demo. I'm not sure if this is relevant to the presentation, but I'm not sure if I've ever told you give love a bad name. You're welcome. Okay. So as Demo mentioned, I'm Adam Ross. I'm Vice President of Product Development for NASDAQ OMX Corporate Solutions. I'm based in New York. I've been with NASDAQ for about 8 years now. Prior to that, I was with Bloomberg Financial Markets. But for the past 18 years or so, I've been a recovering lawyer, day by day, one day at a time. So two things I'd like to do with you today is first an overview of Director's Desk and the end users that use it on a daily basis. And number two is to go through some of the challenges that we've experienced, which ultimately essentially led to us concluding that developing a robust SharePoint app was really the next phase of the Director's Desk application. As Dimo mentioned, Director's Desk at its core is a SaaS solution providing both the tools and the security for corporate secretaries and boards of directors to create, publish, share, and collaborate on the most important documents helping manage the company. And by the way, as Dimo mentioned, it could be any kind of company, any sort of entity. It could be a publicly traded company, a private company, a nonprofit, a condo association. It doesn't matter. Essentially, any entity that needs to create and share documents in a secure, encrypted environment with a board of directors workflow framework. So Director's Desk core features are the following. There's a calendar feature for scheduling board and committee meetings. There's a robust document repository. There are tools to build documents with specific pagination requirements. Companies can also create surveys or discussions and even capture voting amongst board members. There's also the ability to maintain a roster of board members and key information. There is the ability to send secure email within the application, and there's also the ability to track attendance in meetings. Incidentally, Director's Desk is also translated into three other languages, Portuguese, Spanish, and French. So Director's Desk has two main groups of users. The first group is corporate secretaries, and the second is our directors. Let's discuss the corporate secretaries first. So corporate secretaries, as most of you know, manage board and committee meeting logistics. They attend and record minutes of all the board meetings. They facilitate board communications. They maintain key corporate documents and records. They advise the board on its roles and responsibilities. They facilitate the orientation for new directors and assist in director training and development. And they're responsible for corporate disclosure. Most importantly, however, corporate secretaries use Director's Desk to build the agenda, create board books, and prepare all ancillary information to the board. Prior to every meeting, corporate secretaries create the agenda through which they can upload and prepare the board meeting. Director's Desk allows for the conversion of all of the documents, regardless of format, into PDFs. We encrypt the documents, and we allow the corporate secretary to otherwise manipulate the combined document into a single board book. Here you see a screenshot of what directors can see through the consolidated dashboard. Right, you'll see new agenda items. You can see new votes, emails, surveys, and ultimately the documents that make up the board meeting, all consolidated on one page for easy viewing. Interestingly, part of why Director's Desk has become such an integral part of the director workflow is because over the past decade, directors have moved from simply being a rubber stamp to becoming an integral part of the strategy of the corporation. Directors are no longer just a, you know, as I said before, a rubber stamp, but are allowed to get into the critical nature of some of the events that are going on with the company, and otherwise contribute vis-a-vis Director's Desk through what we term actionable intelligence. Here you see again from a director's perspective the board book as it is displayed within Director's Desk, along with its agenda and accompanying documents. So I bet you're saying, wow, this all looks pretty cool. I don't really see any problems, but there are challenges. So what's the challenge? Companies are moving more and more to board portals. That's been established over the last 4 years or so, and we've seen an enormous amount of growth in the market. And we've seen because of the previous abilities and features that we've mentioned before, the workflow, the conversion to PDF, the secure and encrypted environment, obviously the workflow has increased dramatically, And we've seen a shrinkage in the amount of time it takes to put together these board books. So what historically was a very manual, paper-intensive process has over the last 4 years become a much more digital process. Having said that, over the last 2 years, our customers have asked us to continue to significantly reduce the time it takes for them to produce these board books for their directors. Let me go back just to this slide again and to point out that about 2 months ago, as we were developing the SharePoint app, we did an audit of one of our large Fortune 500 companies. And it's not unfamiliar for the same sort of workflow even to exist in a smaller company, but we did an audit and we tracked how many users, how long it took for each of these individual components to be put together and to otherwise make up this board book building process. We found that over 35 to 45 individuals, over 10 to 15 departments, whether chief counsel, corporate secretary, board administrator, were involved in this board book building process. Pretty significant. It spanned over the course of several months, whether it's creating the meeting agenda, assembling meeting documents, uploading materials to director's desk. It took an enormous amount of coordination and time. Just the agenda creation alone took a total of 9 hours. Whether it's 50 emails initially in Outlook, 15 plus Word red lines to integrate, or 30 plus suggestions in Outlook, the back and forth between the various different departments just to create the agenda took 9 hours. After that, the document assembly was a bit of a task as well. We found through our audit there were over 30 plus initial individualized emails, 100 plus follow-up emails, a total of 8 hours to assemble the documents. After you set the agenda and you upload the documents, we found that there was another 4 hours that the corporate secretary was spending uploading those documents to director's desk. And even after that, proofing and distribution, I won't go through the list of things they had to do, but suffice it to say, it's still pretty significant. A total of 10 hours to coordinate all the different departments, to make all the changes through the proofreading process, to re-upload those documents into director's desk, and to distribute those books took another, as I said, 10 hours. So in total, we estimate at least 32 hours could be removed from this process through a SharePoint app. 9 hours creating the agenda, 8 hours assembling the documents, 5 hours of uploading, and 10 hours of final proofreading and distribution could be eliminated through the SharePoint app. And how that was done? I'll hand it over to my esteemed colleague, Brett, to tell you how.
All right. Thanks. Hi, everybody. Before I start, I'm just curious. How many people here are kind of either in the role of, you know, none of us are over 5'8". I think it's a hiring sort of prerequisite. But how many people either choose SharePoint apps or, you know, manage the SharePoint installation in your organization? Developers building SharePoint apps? Okay. What have I missed? Is there another role here? Can somebody throw out what you do? What do you guys do? Awesome. Okay. Okay, great. So, but in your organizations, have you been asked, because I've been with Director's Desk for a long time, since 2003, and we've always encountered companies using SharePoint for board books. Has anybody ever encountered someone in the company asking about using SharePoint for board work? Yeah, it's a very good use for board work. And what we found is a lot of times, historically, SharePoint was used internally, not so much outside the firewall, which now is changing. So what we never had in the past with Director's Desk was you'd push the documents to Director's Desk, but we had no good workflows inside of SharePoint to prepare for getting those materials ready to go up to the board. So that's kind of what this is. And it was a real challenge to sort of extend the existing Director's Desk system to leverage SharePoint, but I think the solution we came up with is rather elegant. Okay, now how do I minimize? Let's see. I've got to drag something. The internet is having some issues, so Oh, I see. I get it. Okay. Let me see. I've got some notes here on this. So, let me just get started. I'm going to sort of log into our SharePoint. I've got a team site, and then I'll show the actual app. I'm going to kind of then, at the end, talk about the architecture, how it was built, a little more technical for some of the developers in the audience. So let's go into screen one. Oh, boy. I apologize. It's going to take me a second here because I'm sort of figuring out how to do this without internet. Okay. So here's my login screen for the SharePoint site. Basically log in. This is my team site, and for mine I've chosen a very lime green look and feel, and here we've got the Director's Desk Agenda Builder app that I've installed into my team site. When we go into that, basically we have calendar showing meetings, we've got administration, some convenience features, but I wanted to just first stress look and feel, and we've actually got with us here Yina, over there in the corner, who helped a lot. She's with the Microsoft SharePoint team, provided a lot of assistance in sort of how to build this thing and how to make it, you know, look and feel the, sort of the very modern SharePoint 2013. So one thing we did was make heavy use of things like the little plus add new meeting, which is actually just an icon, no graphics, as well as here with the arrow. And even when you get to some other pages, sort of the add new or edit, which is kind of typical of SharePoint 2013 lists. Another thing, though, that was really cool, and I'm glad that Yina really pushed for this, was the theming. So, for instance, I don't think some other people at NASDAQ would like this green. So what we can do is just go back to Team Site, go to the What's Your Style, and pick from among a whole bunch of themes that they've got. Each of these can be totally customized, by the way. And then I'll pick this breeze theme. And when I apply that, the whole app takes on a new look and feel. One thing that's kind of cool, if you do this for your own company, this logo is actually just a transparent PNG with a transparent background, just a white image. And you apply a different background color according to the theme. So it's, again, you don't have to do multiple versions of your graphics. Just to show sort of what that looks like. Actually, let me bring that back up. I've got a whole bunch of different themes so we can sort of see how this looks. Let's see here. Kind of cool, different bluish theme, kind of an evil red theme, the wood one. So anyway, you can really get in there and totally change your app. Going back into the app, let's see here. Okay. So yeah, now I just want to kind of cover some of the app functionality. I'm going to run through this fairly quickly and then talk about architecture. So before I go into meetings, I just want to provide a quick background on the setup, the administration of the app. So first, after you install it, you go into this administration area. And the first thing here is application administration. So on the left, you've got your whole entire body of SharePoint users, which could be thousands of people, so we've got a search. You pretty much just click on them, and they go over as privileged users, and then you can assign some to be application administrators. So those people actually manage the app and have full rights, not just members. The second area is boards and committees. Here, we set up a bunch of boards and committees. And this actually matches the boards and committees that exist in Director's Desk. So for instance, in my Director's Desk account, I've got a board of directors and all those other committees that exist there. So what we're doing, we're starting to build a link here. We start to build parallel sets of data. And for each of these boards and committees, you can simply go click on it and then start to assign members. So earlier, when we said we've got all these 25 or 50 users who are going to be part of this app, now we start to segment them. And just for the board of directors, we're going to say we've got however many, 29 people, who can actually help build the materials for that board. And that's about typical, actually. One of those people is going to be the group owner. One thing that's really cool we found when we were building the app was that we were able to leverage SharePoint 2013 built-in groups. So these groups are actually just SharePoint groups with extended attributes. Very easy to do. You just set up a group, and then, as I'll show later, you kind of just start talking to it through the application. Other things are lists. So we just leveraged all native SharePoint objects. Now, workspace members and roles, this starts to get into some of the workflows. So for instance, audit and finance has 4 members who help contribute to the board materials. Board of directors has 29. But more importantly, when Adam was talking about the enormous number of hours involved in preparing everything and all the back and forth, this is how we eliminate that, is to give people specific roles, like agenda viewer. So these agenda viewers can see the agenda and they can approve it, but they can't make any changes. Agenda contributors can actually make changes to the agenda, so they're helping to create that agenda. And then document contributors can actually see the agenda, but they can't make changes, but they can upload documents to the agenda. Now, for every board or committee object, they have totally different workflows. And so this varies depending on the board of directors. For instance, board of directors is usually set up so that you've got a ton of people who are contributing, but just to one section. So it's a very closed workflow where you assign just one section to a couple people, and those people can't even see the rest of the agenda. And then other things, you've got a team of, say, 5 or 10 people, and they just all collaborate and build it all together. So now, when we go back to the meeting agenda area, this is our list of meetings. So one note about this page, this is all rights-driven. So when you have a user come into the app and they hit this page, they see the meetings that they can actually help build the materials for, but the system excludes them from others, obviously. And then we put some convenience features like find a meeting, jump to a meeting, recently added. But one of the most important questions is how do the meetings actually get on here? So these meetings are actually linked to meetings in Director's Desk. So let's go and add a meeting and we'll see how that works. And this is where the app starts to get interesting, in my opinion, because this app actually talks to Director's Desk, which is an online SaaS-based application, but it talks to it via web services, and they're completely in sync at all times. So let's click Add Meeting. Now here, we have a pretty robust web services layer, and one thing about Director's Desk is it's highly secure. And so rather than just letting anybody connect, we have a registration process. So let's see how that works. So first you pick your platform. We have servers in the Americas, Europe, and Asia. And you can have different accounts on each of them. So my account happens to be on the Americas. The username is WestDemoBrett. So I put that in and click Get Registration Code. And then the system sends me an email with a one-time use registration code. So I punch that in. Then basically at this point I'm registered. So this SharePoint instance, which could be a hosted instance, a SharePoint 2013 online or an on-premise instance, is basically linked and registered with Director's Desk. Now from this point forward, I just need to establish a session. So I just put in my password. Now I have a session, and what the app does is it reaches out to Director's Desk via web services and then retrieves a list of all the meetings in my account in Director's Desk. So for instance, I can show you what it would look like if I logged into Director's Desk. Here we go. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
And then you have this Director's Desk. So why isn't it all on just SharePoint? Is it just because of the security piece around it that it's encrypted? Why is it so full?
Well, Director's Desk was first built in 2004. And at that time, SharePoint was very much sort of a behind-the-firewall type of application. So there's really two reasons. One is historical. At that time, some companies did put their board on SharePoint, but they had a lot of trouble connecting. They had to give them VPNs, and when we would go on sales calls, that was the big complaint, is the VPN issues and other connectivity issues. And also, directors are outside the company, so a lot of organizations don't really want to give them network access. It's just sort of, it gives them too close. The second thing, though, is that this audience is becoming very technical, actually. Directors are, they used to have the image of being sort of computer novices and not that great with computers. That's changing, but from using the app and sort of A/B testing with different audiences, we found that there was very little tolerance for buttons being there that didn't serve any purpose. And SharePoint is very much a platform. Now, I think that's changed with this new sort of just how flexible you can be with application development in SharePoint. But historically, you kind of had to do things a SharePoint way, and it wasn't as user-friendly as a complete out-of-the-box solution. From a systems architecture perspective, I'd say it's a possibility. I think, yeah, it's...
There's a lot of better things that this can become. It's not just for the board meeting, too. You're also, a lot of you play in the role of governance, risk, and compliance with the corporate structure, too. So there's other models that this can become, an executive management board dashboard for monitoring your reputational risk, your operational risk, your technology risk, as well as...
So right here, this is a screen capture of my homepage in Director's Desk using the same account that I signed in with in SharePoint. So we can see on the list of meetings, we've got Audit and Finance, Quarterly Board of Directors. This list of meetings actually matches up with what the web services are giving out for me to add to SharePoint. So some of these have already been added as SharePoint meetings, and they're already being built in SharePoint. These are the ones that are darker. This one here, it's not really any lighter, but it's got the Add Board or Committee. So this one has not been brought into SharePoint yet. So before I do that, though, I want to show one other thing. So right here, this is in Director's Desk. This is what the homepage looks like. But also, let's take a look at what the meeting looks like if I click on the Quarterly Board of Directors meeting. It's a typical meeting in Director's Desk where I can build the agenda. So right here in this section, I've got Create Agenda Section, which is our Agenda Builder tool. Once I actually sync this and bring it into SharePoint, which I click on Add Board Committee, then it asks me to basically tell it which of those SharePoint groups this belongs to. So I put in Board of Directors. Oops. Screen capture error. Sorry. Now it's been joined over. So I've imported that into SharePoint, and the web services tells Directors Desk that. So now when I go back to that meeting agenda page, it says this is a SharePoint meeting where the agenda is being managed directly in SharePoint. So let's go and actually build the agenda for this meeting. Click on Go to Calendar, and we go back to the meeting page. The meeting is down at the bottom. When I bring it up, we click on Build Agenda, and we start building the agenda. So we basically start by click Add New, put in our first section. Now, the head of our development here, sitting right here, Peter Shaskin, did some really cool things with his agenda builder. So we may actually try to steal this and put it in the main app as well. So one thing that is really cool is he put in a flexible time adjuster. So for instance, opening remarks is 5 minutes. But if this meeting time changes, this is totally flexible. So if you set this meeting instead of being 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you make it 10 to 4, all the times automatically adjust. Kind of a cool feature. So we'll go and save this one and add another, create approval of past minutes. For this one, we actually want to upload a file. So we'll go locate our meeting minutes, put that in there, and kind of keep building. Another cool feature, you can actually drag and drop. So for instance, here you take this one, you put it under new business, and you can just sort of drag these things around. Very streamlined. And all of this was done very easily in SharePoint 2013. Now here, I wanted to sort of just briefly touch on some of the workflows. So if we click these dot, dot, dots on a particular section, we get to the section level workflows. So for just this section, I can actually lock it, which means that maybe this is something very sensitive, like looking at new CEOs or something like that. And I don't want anyone else to see it but me. So you lock it, and then you're the only person who even knows that's on the agenda. Or, in the alternative, you can, here, it puts a lock next to it. Alternatively, you might say, assign this to someone. So for instance, you want one specific person to upload the documents for this. You assign it to them, and you do that for all the different sections. What's cool about that is later you come to the send notification feature, and the system basically sends notifications to all the different people for their respective parts of the agenda, which automates that, you know, time-consuming, I need this from you and this from you. That's all gone. This is showing assigned to someone. So for instance, you click assign to someone, you pick that person. Now we've got workflows just for the meeting overall. So we click lock. Once you're done approving the agenda, you don't want any more changes, you lock it so nobody can make any changes. You can also lock the documents. At this point, things are pretty much ready. You might want one last approval, so you can actually click Send Notification, which brings up a list of your notifications. You can click Approve Final Agenda, and you get that approval. Your final workflow is Push to Director's Desk. So you click that, and then you come to a screen where you basically just need to re-authenticate, which sets up a secure session so the two systems can talk. Put in your password. At this point, you're authenticated, and all you've got to do is push to Director's Desk. So you hit that one button, and what the app does in the background is it takes your full agenda and turns it into an XML standard format, takes all your documents and kind of zips them together, and then transmits that whole package to Director's Desk via our web services. Now, to show the rest of what happens, at this point, you're pretty much done with the meeting in SharePoint. So let's see what happens in Director's Desk. Now when I log into Director's Desk, we can see some new workflows here. So we've got new items to review. This is our action items area, where it says there's a meeting to import. There is kind of a separation of concerns. For instance, We don't import directly to the meeting at director's desk. We want people to do that in director's desk. There's several reasons for that, dealing with encryption keys, or perhaps even just a difference of the kinds of people who can see things. Like most of the people in SharePoint don't know where the meetings take place for some of our Fortune companies. Even that sort of thing is kept secret sometimes. So here we just basically go to this meeting. Now we can see the SharePoint button, but we've actually got this, we've got this button that says Import Agenda Package. So when you click this, it basically unzips the package, decrypts it, turns the XML agenda into a real agenda, and within about 20 seconds, you end up with a really cool, fully built out agenda. So some of the next steps from this point is to, sometimes our clients create meeting books. This is one of those features that is very, very specific to director's desk. In case anyone here is looking for board portals, this is a cool feature where it rolls up the agenda and all the documents into one consolidated file. And that is typically used by companies to do proofing. So often they'll proof using that, and then they find mistakes. So one of the huge problems that our clients used to have, will have today before this app is available, is they have to go back in their file system or SharePoint or whatever they're using, and then identify the document, go get a better version, then manually re-upload to director's desk. And there are a lot of mistakes that can happen. They grab the wrong version or something like that. So when this happens here, you go and proof it. All you really have to do is go back into your SharePoint app, go back to that meeting, and notify the person again, get them to upload directly, and then you push again and re-import, and it takes about less than 5 minutes, and you're done with no chance of mistakes. So as promised, I also want to spend some time just kind of talking about architecture and how this was built. Before I go into that, are there any questions just on the app itself? Yes, sir.
So I thought I heard you say it could be on-prem or cloud. Is that
it is. You can download from the store, but you can install it in either location. Yep.
Can you comment just on some of your decision criteria and why you chose SharePoint? Clearly, you had one application already that you could have added on. There's some duplication. There's now syncing and integration and all those things. Perhaps licensing costs as well.
Well, yeah. Really two things, I think. We actually have looked in the past at building some of this functionality into Director's Desk itself, but we've had a lot of customers who are, in reality, they're hesitant to bring in so many users from within the organization, and they feel like they have sort of a core set of trusted people in the corporate secretary's office and maybe a few department heads, yet generally C-level executives that they give access to Director's Desk to. But the board book creation process spans lower down, to the director level. And they're kind of hesitant to bring them in just on the chance that somebody messes up on rights or something like that. The second thing is just customer demand. We've always had a lot of customers who build, basically do all the manual work of creating the books in SharePoint. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'd say it's 10 to 30%. So let me talk about architecture real quick. I'm getting confused between screens. So let's see here. Here we go. So again, our customers will we'll download this. We're still finalizing some pieces of this, so it's not in the store today. But it will be a free download from the store. And you can either put it in just a standard Office 365 account or an on-premise SharePoint. By and large, what you were seeing is all in the main app, which is coded and installed on SharePoint. In a sense, though, this is a bit of a hybrid app, where the main app is storing a lot of artifacts in the app web using typical SharePoint objects. The lists, we're using SharePoint lists for meetings, agendas, documents, and using native SharePoint groups. But there are some things that you really need a web server for. And so for that, it could be any web server. Here we're looking at Windows Azure, which is something that we would host as a provider-hosted app. So the actual app itself communicates to the provider-hosted app for certain activities in order to bridge the gap to push things to Director's Desk Web Services. These are basically just the registration and login because of the way we've done our web services, which are REST-based. They're not, I forget the name of the other format, the SharePoint format. Do you know what that one is? What's that? Oh yeah, OData. So if you have that, you don't really need this in a sense. I wanted to talk about, let me just look at my notes. I'm sorry, this note's timed out. Okay. Where did that go? Okay, so that's the hosting. Again, for backend, we're using SharePoint lists. There's no SQL on this at all. It's very simple. One of the things that I thought was very interesting from a development perspective was that our developers chose to use a data access layer. And it made a lot of sense because normally with this kind of SharePoint app, you interact with this file called sp.js, which lets you query lists in SharePoint using a CAML query language, and then you kind of interact back and forth using this CAML queries or CAML updates. Using this, what they did is created a dal.js, which is a data access layer that does all of that, and through a series of functions, you abstract away the SharePoint-specific pieces of the architecture. So what that means is, for interacting with the app, once that data access layer exists, this is something that any front-end web developer who's good at JavaScript and good at CSS can build the whole app from start to finish. And then in the end, you can basically put this on SharePoint or put it somewhere else. In fact, for testing, when this app was first being developed, it wasn't developed against SharePoint at all. It was against a fake mock.js type of file that contained fake data. And then later, the dal.js layer came in and started talking to SharePoint. For testing, that's also great. And for portability, it's great because now we can take what we've done and even perhaps migrate this to the principal director's desk system just by creating a different data access layer. So that is a huge advantage of SharePoint 2013, is that compared to 2010, they've really moved away from some things being very SharePoint specific and letting you use very kind of modern or your favorite languages. So another thing that I thought was interesting from a development perspective was that you can, once we have those objects, we're using other JavaScript libraries, for instance, like knockout.js, where you interact with your data, and then finally using jQuery deferrals to sort of store up changes to your data and push them all at once. So those things are very cool. Other notes from our developers, in case you're looking at building apps yourself, they love the fact that you didn't need to have a SharePoint farm set up. Basically, just get a personal tenancy, start coding in Visual Studio 2012 in about 5 minutes. Also, deploying the app to SharePoint takes like 5 minutes, where it used to take about an hour. And then some of the extensibility of 2013. For instance, what we've done with some of the document management features. With 2010, you used to have to package something and give it to your SharePoint admin and have them install it. Here you can just package that into your app, and it goes out with the app. And then also, huge pain point with sort of traditional SharePoint development the developers used to have to have a lot of sort of SharePoint-specific knowledge. Here, our team was largely front-end developers, and so it really opens up who can build these apps within your organization. So in conclusion, we just found it, you know, working in 2013 to be very elegant, very powerful, and it's been a great experience. So at this point, I think I'm turning it back over to Adam. Demo, I'm sorry. And you've got a mic already?
Really quick, we wanted to go through some of the security features, obviously being, all right, what'd you do to me now? Obviously being NASDAQ and understanding the role that we play in our national infrastructure, we take security extremely seriously within NASDAQ, not just protecting our cash equities and our trading environments, but also with all the software security, all the software services that we provide to our companies. The SharePoint module technology is really built on the entire .NET again and within the Microsoft suite of services. And it's completely very simple and easy to set up. Let's see what else there was other. From our common security module, again, is on all platforms, whether it's the PC, the laptop, the tablet, and the SharePoint application. And I think extremely important in the environment that we have for director's desk, we've our physical layer and software layer is extremely diverse. We've put web application firewalls in front of all these applications in a blocking mode. We've got advanced HIDS intrusion devices within the application, as well as all of the data that is being uploaded in transit or in rest is encrypted, and we're further going through the process of aligning with ISO 27001 and SSAE 16 controls. So I wanted to make sure we touched on the security and the infrastructure of this particular environment, because again, we understand the nature of what people are putting in this environment, and we know it needs to be extremely secure. So with that, I know we've spent a good hour talking to you. I really appreciate your attention and patience, and happy to answer any additional questions that you guys may have around NASDAQ, why we got into this business, and also the Director's Desk application and the SharePoint integration. Yes, sir. It's on our servers, and again, the corporation itself controls the storage rights and the length that they want to have things stored on our servers. Again, everything is, we don't know what's being uploaded, what's being reviewed. We can't review any of the documents. We have no, from a security standpoint, we don't want anybody to have access to that except the corporation. Yes, ma'am. Normally it would go through the corporation. If we by chance do get asked for the documentations, obviously documents we would have to comply. But normally it would go through the corporate, requesting all the documentation for the board meetings. Anything else? Really appreciate your time. And if we can help you with a director's desk application with your corporation, we're happy to.